At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Football Prediction Show, week 11. I know, we don't have the Monday morning recap. Today, we got a little something that's bigger going on this week. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, is it the Ole Miss USC basketball game? Female, obviously. Basketball game.
No, not that. Something else. Oh, what is it? Ah, the election. Yes. We're less than 24 hours away here. Kids from the election, join us live downtown tomorrow night at WTF Whiskey Tango Foxtrot here in Austin, Texas. We will be going live at 7 p.m. Central across the interwebs, YouTube and Twitter. If you're coming in person, which there's a lot of people coming, get there early if you want some tables or bar stools or all that other stuff. Booze is already there. RDF Seltzer is already there waiting for you. Go easy. It's 8%. It's going to be a long night tomorrow night, kids, unless Pennsylvania falls early. Also, WeFunder.com/RDF Seltzer is now open for the second round of investing. We left the numbers the same, so you'll get in at the same exact rate. Go to WeFunder.com/RDF Seltzer to invest in the company. Today, we have left 30% of the company open to you guys. We can't do it without you and vice versa, so you might as well own it along with us. Tag us on all the pictures when you're buying at all these locations at HardAFSeltzer.com. And we're at HardAFSeltzer on Instagram, Twitter, and all the Facebook things that are fun. Now let's get into college football, shall we? Top game of the weekend. My God, man. How does Penn State lose that game?
Just like I told you they would. Incompetence.
It's unbelievable. Franklin
is the most incompetent coach in all of college football. He's the Mike McCarthy of college football.
Oof. Is there a better one than that, though? Like, how do you go 1-10 against Ohio State and then, what is he, 1-12 in, like, top five matchups or something like that?
He's not good.
Look, this game plan was word for word what I said it was going to be last week. You don't have a left side of the line out for the year. Their backups are out for the year. All you had to do was just bull rush with Abdul Carter, the left side, over and over and over again, and you win this fucking game. Let's take the first pick by Will Howard, for example. Bull rushed it. He got nervous. Bad pick. That's exactly what I said was going to happen. Abdul Carter ended up having two sacks. They didn't blitz him on that side for most of the fucking game, and we all knew it. The entire world knew it. The announcer said it every goddamn play. I don't understand what the fuck that guy is doing, dude. That was an easy victory for Penn State.
Yeah, and he's Abdul Carter may end up being a fucking like lottery pick.
Top five pick.
Probably a top five pick. You never know. It depends on which teams get the picks and what they need and shit.
Sure.
But he's definitely worthy of a top five pick. Going into a game like this, you lean on a guy like that if you're smart, right?
When they unleashed him, though, God damn it, he was devastating. Yeah. I'm looking at him right now. Four total tackles. Let's see, two of them for sacks, but they didn't really fucking let him go, man. They didn't blitz from that side. All the running for Ohio State came through the center or to the right, so you knew that was going to happen. All the passes went right. I don't get it, man. I mean, I just don't fucking understand. You know that game plan going in, and you can't fucking prepare for that?
Yeah, I mean, and you know that you are going to run the ball a lot, too.
Yep.
Right? So you have – I understand if you're behind and you know the defense is going to be out there a lot or whatever the fuck because you got to throw passes and maybe you go three and outs that you don't want to burn your defense in the first half or whatever. But you, if you know and going into the game that, and by the way, if they weren't down, they would have run. They ran the ball 32 times and threw it 21 times. It would have been 40 runs and 15 throws if they had played this game correctly.
Correct.
So there would never have been that much pressure on the defense as far as depth goes or exhaustion or that shit. If he had actually done his goddamn job, but he never does. And that's why I took Ohio State minus -3. God. It's an easy pick. It's like Snitker in the fucking playoffs. It's these people fucking fold under pressure, or they're just too stupid to know what to do. Which is, it isn't like Monday morning quarterback. Everybody in the country, ESPN, us, fucking everybody I've talked to that watched this game had to say, like, Penn State runs the ball and goes after the left side of that fucking defense or that offensive line, and they're fucked.
That's
like
it.
Ohio State can't win this game. And he did it for one quarter, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck.
And then after that, he threw the game plan out the window. It was very strange. And again, this is word for word what I said last week. Will Howard has no choice but to run the ball. I said 15 times. It ended up being 12.
Very good at running the ball. Not like some of the other. Like, he's not terrible at it, but he's not going to fucking blow you up on the run.
No.
All you have to do is contain that dude and rock him a little bit.
He had 24 yards on 12 carries, so it's not like he's, you know, fucking Michael Vick. Like, no. That's pretty easy. Judkins had a great game finally there with 95 yards. It went to the right every single time.
No fumbles from Judkins.
Yeah.
Which is always nice.
Which is good, but only 24 passes. And then they just loaded up the run with 38. That's all you could do. And then I said, look, the only way Ohio State would have a shot at this is if you drug out the clock, which is exactly what they did. I watched afterwards Chip Kelly come down from the booth and hug Ryan Day like they had just gotten away with robbing a bank.
Yeah.
That was that's the same way of like two friends meeting on the beach at the end of Shawshank, where you're like, I can't believe we got out of this fucking thing.
And it's not all Franklin either. I mean, Drew Allar is not very good. He's just not very good. And not only that, but they don't really have a whole lot of weapons for him to throw to. But he's not very good. They're 3-for-11 on third down. That's execution. Being 3-for-11 on third down is execution. And the players on the field are the ones that have to execute. But the game plan was also particularly bad. And Ohio State played a clean game for the first time in a while. They've been getting dinged up by penalties a lot, almost every game. Like 9 to 12 penalties in that range. For the last couple of games, they only had two this time, although they did have an interception and a fumble, both by Howard.
Yep.
So whatever. But yeah,
and the fumble was a weird one where it took a strange bounce and off his pads and went back in. He was running out of bounds, so it wasn't like he was diving for the end zone. But also, Ohio State had probably left 21 points on the board because of this shit. And then without that pick six, Penn State didn't score an offensive touchdown in this game. So yeah, with Drew Allar... afterwards, I don't know if you saw Franklin afterwards, he alluded to the fact in this presser that he wasn't getting enough help NIL-wise to get some weapons on the outside. And maybe, maybe not. I don't really fucking know there, but
he's going to get some help from Hard AF next year.
Exactly.
What's Alar's deal? I mean, he was literally the number one rated quarterback in his class. He's a five-star.
He's not been good at any point.
He's huge, and he's got legs on him, too. But he wasn't bad in this game. It's just Ibuka was supposed to go to Penn State, right? He wanted to go to Penn State. They have zero weapons now. I mean, their best like receiver is a fucking glorified fullback.
Yeah. Well, it's Julian Fleming, who was not good enough. He was on Ohio State and then transferred because he wasn't going to be able to start there. He is a good receiver, but yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this and it's like 12 of 20, 146 yards. I'm baffled by this entire game.
Penn State very rarely gets good receivers. That's just a fact, to be honest. I mean, they've had like, what's his name? Allen Robinson went to Penn State. Jahan Dotson is pretty decent. Chris Godwin, but that's years ago, right?
Yeah.
Recently, Jahan Dotson's the best receiver to come out of there in a while, and he's like a third-string receiver on the Redskins.
Yeah, there used to be. I think he got traded.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where he is now, but yeah. I think he's on the Eagles now, I think. So he's probably not. Well, he might be playing after this because A.J. Brown is hurt again.
Dotson sucks.
Yeah.
No, he's pretty good.
He's all right.
As a slot guy. Like, as a slot guy, he fucking sucks for the Eagles.
For the Eagles, but he was good for the Redskins. He was pretty decent. Yeah.
The point of that is they don't have they don't get good receivers there, and the fact that they had a chance at Ibuka and beefed it, like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah,
like it's very rare. Like, they get one pretty good receiver every 3 or 5 years, somewhere in that range.
They had Chris Godwin, I think, under Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, they had Godwin fucking 10 years ago. And then a couple years, like 3 or 4 years after that, they had Allen Robinson, who is now, is he still with the Bears? I don't know where he is now. He might be with the Lions or some shit now.
But Bill O'Brien is a great college coach. Now that he's back with BC this year, he could recruit, he could do all that shit. So, like, how much are you pinning on NIL and everything else? Because even Will Howard said, dude, I didn't get recruited there. I mean, I'm a hometown kid.
Who are the big recruits under Franklin? Who's he brought in?
Well, Drew Allar, apparently. I mean,
But he's not good.
But he's not 12 of 20 great. I realize Ohio State's defense is elite. Like, Drew Allar sucks.
Drew Allar's career high in yards for a season is 2,600 yards.
That might be, I mean, look, the recruiting services are like the NFL sometimes in that they get overhyped on measurables.
He's so big, man. Look at that strong arm. Look at that 6'5 boy.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was strong boy.
Number one recruit in the class.
I'm still not putting this game on the him. It was Franklin. It was the play call, and it was bad.
Yeah, 100%. Like, Allar shouldn't throw the ball more than 20 times in any game. Ever. He should run the ball somewhere between 7 and 12 times, and he should throw the ball somewhere between 15 and 20 times. And that's how, especially with the way, and that's under any circumstances, in my opinion, but especially with this Penn State team that doesn't have big receiver options. They've got decent run game, and they have a great defense. Play to your strength. He just can't do it. And he's making $10 million a year and whining about NIL. Fuck off, dude.
Yeah, it's very odd. I'm not sure what to do, because the other thing too is, look, they are going to the playoffs. Like, there's nothing you can do. Penn State is in. I'm looking at the rest of their schedule here. They got Washington at home, which is their whiteout game. They've got Purdue, who's one of the worst teams in the country.
Oh, this was best case scenario for Penn State. They're not going to play in the Big Ten Championship, and they're just going to waltz into the playoffs.
They're going to walk right into the playoffs. For everybody else, this ain't great. Because it could be now, what, 3-4 Big Ten teams in there?
Yeah, but I mean,
Ohio State loses again.
The only team that can really save us from a very mediocre Penn State in the playoff is Minnesota.
Who could do it?
Minnesota do at it? Home could be
I
Penn State.
I told you Minnesota was going to
What about Indiana?
They don't play them.
They don't play them.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Indiana plays Ohio State, but Ohio State probably still gets in with two losses because we'll get into it, but it was pure chaos this weekend.
Yes.
Like, everything's getting – there's going to be multiple two-loss teams in the playoff.
It's absolutely nuts. And I'm not entirely sold on Indiana yet, just because they really haven't. But who is their toughest schedule?
Toughest game? They're fucking beating the shit out of everyone.
But they do look good.
They look good.
They look good. Just as a team, they look good.
I got Indiana over Ohio State.
Yeah, they're going to beat Ohio State.
That wouldn't shock me. If Ohio State struggles with the line continue, it's possible because Indiana's got a really good pass rush. So, but you got to play that game.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll fucking lose. Ohio State's good enough that if you don't execute on your game plan, you're going to lose.
So here's what ended up happening, by the way, as far as the line goes for the rest of the year. Both the starters on the right switched to the left, and then they moved everybody else down. You cannot afford one injury, one. Two, with this win, this now allows them this next game for Ohio State, who is at Northwestern, to at least have those guys get used to it. So they have another... Total, they'll have 3 weeks heading into Indiana to get used to that. And I don't know that Indiana's got big enough dudes to come after. Penn State had the dudes. Mm. Like, Penn State has the guy there that is going to be top five in the draft. I don't know that Indiana has that.
Maybe not.
On that side of the ball.
But, yeah, back to Franklin. The two big players that he's gotten since he took over in 2014, I think, were Micah Parsons and Saquon Barkley, right?
Two pretty good
Two
recruits.
Very good players, yes. Right? Like, oh, did he recruit them? No, he didn't. Saquon Barkley is from Whitehall. He was only ever going to Penn State. Only ever going to Penn State. And fucking Micah Parsons is from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's only ever going to Penn State. Who are the big out-of-state recruits that he brought in? Where's the fucking wide receiver from Florida?
Right.
You know what I mean?
There isn't any.
They're not or Texas or something like that, like a big one. They're, none of them.
Again, Abuka wanted to go to Penn State.
I know that, but we're talking about successes in recruiting, not failures.
Yeah.
I
mean, funny.
God damn it, man.
Will Howard wanted to go to Penn State. He said it over and over and over again. Like,
yeah. Funny. Yeah, and as much as I hate him, he's better than Drew Allar.
Yes.
Funny you should mention, where's the wide receiver from Florida? May I introduce you to Kobe Howard, a 3-star out of Hollywood, Florida, Chaminade Madonna Prep. Prayers answered.
3-star ain't going to do it, fam.
Maybe. You never know how
for
somebody's going to
develop.
For a top
5 team in the nation?
Receivers, I think, I mean, you don't want below a 3-star, but, yeah, but a receiver could be great.
Penn State, Michigan too, even last year. I mean, they weren't full of these 5-star guys.
Mm.
They never are. I mean, Michigan, they recruit decent. Michigan, it's like 3 and 4 stars.
Michigan had 2 very good running backs. Mm-hmm.
And they had Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah. I mean, they had the number one pick in the draft.
And also, they have...
Yeah, but what was
they have
Hutchinson?
A coach that will execute his game plan for 4 consecutive quarters.
I don't know if Hutchinson was like a big recruit coming out of high school.
He wasn't. He was a 3-star too. But that's the thing with there's a couple of positions, wide receiver and quarterback especially, where the star rating doesn't really matter that much. To be honest, I don't think they do a good job of usually an edge rusher. You know if he's going to be great or not in fucking like sophomore year of high school.
Well, it's funny now that Saban's out and Urban is out. They've been doing these podcasts together, and you realize. God, if you listen to I could listen to these guys all day long. If they just did a show together every single week, it'd be the biggest goddamn sports podcast of all time. The way that separately they broke them down on each other's shows this week, because they asked the question, they said, hey, what's the difference between getting these wide receivers, getting these quarterbacks, and then getting offensive and defensive linemen? Both Saban and Urban said the same exact things. They go, look, we go to these high schools and we see these kids. If they can run and catch, dude, wide receivers are super fucking easy. Mm. Quarterbacks, they got a big arm, they got a big body, or they can run. Those are super easy. He goes, the lineman is the hardest one. Offensive, defensive line. And the guy that was interviewing asked him why. And he said, look, when we get these kids at like 17, 18, especially on the line, they're going to be gaining close to 50 pounds in college. You don't know how they're going to adjust their bodies, and that's why some of these people don't turn out the way they are.
Yeah.
Those are the hardest guys to get.
Plus the mental part. Well, for an edge rusher, it is what it is. But... even I guess maybe a defensive tackle, but for offensive linemen, if you've got a complicated playbook, they've got to know every fucking play.
Yes.
Like it is
they're the smartest guy. You say this all the time. These are the smartest guys on the team.
The offensive
very,
linemen.
Very hard.
Like my buddy, John, he played for the Eagles, also went to Cal, and he has a graduate degree, right?
That's smart guy.
That's the typical fucking offensive line. You know, they're not dum-dums on offensive line. Like think about this, and no shade on anybody, whatever, believe whatever you want, and we can talk about this on the NFL show too because it's funny. But the difference between Jason and Travis Kelce is very obvious for everybody, right? One of them played a position where you need to know things, and one of them played a position where you need to be athletic,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Jason, thoughts and prayers.
On him smashing that phone?
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I guess I just wanted to appreciate him for a moment for doing that. And saying, who's the faggot now?
I like Jason Kelce a lot. I've always liked Jason Kelce. He's great. But
anyways.
The long and short of all of this is, I think, what you've been saying, pounding on the show for years, like, at some point, I think the linemen will make more money than the quarterbacks and all this other shit, because it really is the most valuable position. How you didn't do that at Penn State and just load them up and rush is fucking beyond me. But thank you. As a fan, I'll take that fucking dub. Let's get to the rest of them. As you guys know, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Let's go over the hits and misses of last weekend. Boise State at San Diego State. That was the Friday night game. I watched this. I had money on this. It was fun. Always bet on Boise. They covered yet again. And Gentry had 150 yards, 31 carries. Boise State is really getting into a dangerous spot in my personal opinion here, because they're running this kid into the ground to try to get him the Heisman Trophy. He was injured in this game. He was wearing a massive wrap around his elbow or arm, and they just kept feeding the ball to get him the Heisman Trophy, but I don't know if he can beat Cam Ward at this point.
Well, we'll see. It's hard to beat a quarterback in general, just because they have the ball on every play, right? But they ran the ball 46 times in this game. And he only accounted for 2/3 of those, surprisingly. Like, they're using a lot of other backs now. I wonder if that's going to continue. They're just outside. They're just outside the playoffs right now.
I would focus on the playoffs and rest this kid because he was in there in the fourth quarter, which I didn't agree with.
And if they went out, I mean, I don't know what the – I'd have to look deeper into the matchups, but they're going to win the Mountain West no matter what. But they have four more games. They win all of those, and their only loss is a three-point loss to the number one team in the nation. You've got to put them in the top – you have to put them in the playoff.
Yes.
If they win every game they play and their only loss is a three-point – a field goal to Oregon, you got to put them in the fucking playoff.
But they're in, though. They're in. I know. But rest them at this point. Like, that was a lot going into the fourth quarter and still playing this kid, and you're up by 30. Like, I know you want that Heisman, but boy, think about the playoffs, because I think Boise's got a really good shot.
I mean, they're going to be a low seed, which means they're going to have to win four fucking games.
Right, but who would be their first game at five? Because let's say it was a 5-12 matchup right now.
Penn State?
Yeah, it'd be like Penn State or something.
They could probably beat Penn State.
They could beat Penn State because Penn State doesn't play fucking offense at all.
So, or if like Oregon loses the Big Ten championship.
Then a rematch, that would be great to see. Like,
or it would be whomever they play in the Big Ten championship. If it's Ohio State, if Ohio State loses again, they'll be five or six, somewhere around there probably.
If Ohio State wins out, loses again to Oregon, it would be my dream come true if they played them for the national championship and won. Everybody in America would bitch so fucking much, and it's exactly why I said we don't need a 12-team playoff. Next up, speaking of Oregon, dismantled. Michigan up there at Michigan, 38-17.
Michigan is as bad as advertised.
Yes, they still have not figured out the quarterback situation there. They're trading one out every single game. One retired.
I mean, the bigger problem
already.
Yeah,
I mean, literally retired.
The bigger problem for me is that Jordan James ran all over Michigan, and that's no matter whatever happened. Even when Michigan is not great, they have a good defense. Especially the linebackers are really good. But when you're giving up fucking 100-yard rushing to everybody you play, that's not good.
Yeah,
not team, but like to one player putting 100 up on them every single week.
And let's face it, they didn't really have to play the fourth quarter in this one, so this could have been worse. Next up, god damn, man, this was a fun game until the fourth quarter, and I don't know what happened. Florida should have beaten Georgia in this game. Every game, there's a game that Georgia looks great, and then the next week they look like shit. I cannot figure out this team for the life of me.
I mean, I think that's Kirby being a good coach, to be honest. I know that sounds weird, but imagine if Steve Kerr had done that in that season where the Warriors won 73 games. They would have won another title instead of winning. Maybe they won 73, maybe they didn't, but going full on every single play for an entire season like that when you're clearly better than everybody else doesn't make a lot of sense.
But it was 20-20 in the fourth.
Yeah, but
you can't afford to lose another game.
You won't, though. Like, once you start playing, you know you can beat them by a touchdown.
Florida was down to their third-string quarterback from Yale.
Yeah, because homeboy got carted off, and they had a shot. If that kid stayed in, Delco, I think Florida ends up winning that game. I really do, because he was playing well. And yeah, whoever that guy was, never heard of him in my entire life, but I cannot figure out this Georgia team from week to week. Baker, our buddy, diehard Georgia fan, had hit me up, and he goes, dude, we have no skill position players, like, at all.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
fans hate Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Hate him so much. This is another Stenson Bennett situation for these guys. They fucking hate
Carson
Beck. Yeah,
but Bennett was a winner. Two natties.
Yeah, Bennett, hate him. I mean, like, God
Bennett,
damn.
But Bennett had fucking McConkey. He had Bowers. He had fucking Pitts. Or is it Pitts?
No.
Not Pitts. What's his name?
Pickens.
Pickens. George Pickens. George Pickens. They had skill position players. These guys have none. But they still have Kirby, which makes them better than Penn State.
Because he's the best coach in college football.
Yeah, he's the only good coach.
And when you have the best coach in college football, you'll always have a chance every single week. Ohio State, Penn State, we covered, obviously. Next up was Duke versus Miami, 400 yards, five touchdowns. He is the current betting favorite now on my bookie, and Genty is well behind.
He didn't
even
really run the ball in this game at all, which is surprising. That's the first week he's had under, like, 40 rushing yards this whole year, I think.
And Duke hasn't been an easy out all season.
No, they were winning 6-3.
Yeah.
I mean, Miami scored 21 in this fourth quarter. That's kind of when they pulled away. It was closer than the score indicates.
It was, but Cam Ward, I'm just looking solely at the Cam Ward numbers now at this point. He's going to win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, it's...
Unless he gets hurt, there's nothing that Genty can do. They need to calm the fuck down.
There was fucking no one at that game.
Of course. We've all been there. Were you with us for that Miami game?
Yeah.
We walked right up and bought tickets on DrinkingRaceTickets.com.
Miami, like, you would think they would get on the bandwagon.
Nope. Still can't. It's nowhere near the university. The traffic is fucking awful. You're playing at a stadium that is, 45, 50 minutes away from campus. It's Georgia Tech. With traffic? Get out of here, dude.
It's not 50.
It took us an hour from the hotel last time. And that was during COVID to get to the national championship, which nobody was on the road then. This Georgia Tech game, Bob, is Haynes King back yet for that? Because that's who they play next week.
Let me see if he is status still in question, but they had a bye. Let's see. I'm not seeing any definitive news on it yet.
Because that, to me, is the only game left for them. Like, they got Wake Forest after that, and then Syracuse at Syracuse.
Syracuse could do it.
Give a fuck about that. Honda McCord is going to throw fucking six picks in that one.
He got the dub against Virginia Tech.
Where are they? Like, no offense, but the only thing I remember Virginia Tech for in the last 15, 20 years is that school shooting.
Well, they also beat Ohio State the year that Ohio State won their natty.
What year was that?
The year you won your natty.
More recent than the school shooting.
2014?
Yeah.
So what was the school shooting?
05, 06, something like that.
Shit, dude. So, hey, what's the record now?
What, Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
They're above 500.
I think they're 5-3. They had kind of a rough start to the season, but they've been doing pretty well lately.
Yeah, they got into a bit of a heater and then ran into a buzzsaw with Kyle McCord.
Yeah, the vaunted Kyle McCord. Next up is, and by the way, I love the rest of these matchups here because, goddamn, it's what I've said every fucking week on the show. Kentucky versus Tennessee. Tennessee pulled ahead at the end. This was a closer game, though, at halftime. Did you watch any of this?
No, it was, what the fuck was I doing? I think I was watching X-Men or something.
Sure. Yeah, checked out of that. Understandable.
Saturday I was high all day.
Were you really?
I mean, I worked out in the morning. And then I ate breakfast and I got high as shit and watched X-Men all day. And then I did a little cardio at night, and ate a steak, and got high again.
Nice.
I didn't do a goddamn thing.
Proud of you.
Yeah. It was nice.
Look, I slept in last night. It was great. Nice. It was the first time I've gotten sleep in fucking years. Next up was Texas A&M. Frauds.
Not surprising at all. I didn't think it would be this bad, to be honest. Boy. I mean, I took A&M -2.5. I thought they would win the game. I thought it would be close, but I thought they would win by a field goal. But damn. Whatever's going on in South Carolina is good.
South Carolina is here to ruin seasons.
This is just SEC, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it really
just
is.
Means more.
Which here's what that means, by the way. If there's in the first year of the 12 team, if there's this much parity right off the bat, just by adding teams to the SEC and spreading that schedule out a little bit more, eliminating some of the out of conference games and all this stuff, then as a South Carolina or an Arkansas or a fucking Vanderbilt or any of these teams, now you know you're only about this far away from being like competitive at the top level in the SEC.
Yeah.
Right? So I think this NIL stuff is going to get wild at some of these smaller schools in the SEC that haven't been a factor before.
Well,
it's happening in the Big Ten too, Minnesota and fucking Indiana and shit.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, that Cam Ward situation, dude, I've broken this down for you guys. Like, that, it can turn your entire college around. One guy. But it's a big risk. Yeah. It's a very, very big risk.
Well, I mean, that's really not a risk. It's just money.
Well, I mean, if
you
the
just
kid
have get, to do the work to
if
get
gets
the money,
hurt, right? If the kid gets hurt or something else,
but
like,
there's not a salary cap, right?
No,
there's not a total amount. You
not
can
yet.
Spend.
Sort of, because it depends on how much your boosters have,
right.
and what they're willing to pay.
But that's not a cap.
Yeah, because like take Ohio State.
If you can show profitability, right?
You can, yes. But take Ohio State for example. They got burned on Quinn Ewers. Mm. The alumni came back and said, we don't want to spend this much money on a fucking quarterback. So they couldn't go after Cam Ward, and then they went after Will Howard. Like, that's what's going to start happening at these schools. It's no different than the NFL.
The Ohio State boosters have only themselves to blame. They have two quarterbacks in front of Quinn Ewers, and they decided to pay him anyways. And then tell him that we're going to keep paying you as time goes on.
They also
right?
spent
$5 And then they also made
check-ins.
The deal with these local fucking like dealerships or whatever the fuck they were, that he had to play X amount of games, knowing he probably wouldn't. Ohio State fucking bungled that. Not the team, the boosters bungled that.
No, it's not that. Every NIL, by the way, is now putting these contracts in place
where you have
to play a minimum number of games.
That part is fine. I don't have a problem with that, and that makes sense. What doesn't make sense is a guy who's clearly not going to start for at least 1 year and putting him on that deal and hoping he's just going to stick around. That's stupid. Ohio State boosters bungled the fuck out of that. They could have handled that better. They certainly would. The it's the second largest campus in the country, right?
Yes, I believe.
It's them. It's got to be them, Wisconsin, Cal, and fucking Texas. No, because just because of the size of the state.
No, it's them, Texas, and I believe UCF.
When I say Cal, I mean the entire California, but they're all different.
Oh, yeah, they're all different teams,
so yeah. I guess that doesn't count.
ASU.
Yeah, ASU would be big. UCF, but Texas.
With Ewers, he was behind CJ Stroud. You didn't have a choice. Like, it was CJ Stroud was the starter.
Exactly. So why pay him then?
Look, you're hoping for the future. All of this, that's what I'm talking about. All of this is a gamble. Every single one of these kids is a fucking gamble, and they're children at 18 years old.
So we discussed earlier, he was 17, by the way, but we discussed earlier how little Bob, if we went down the list of Heisman, not all just the winners, but the people that got invited to New York, right, every year that were quarterbacks and what their star rating was upon entry into college, I bet it wouldn't be a bunch of five stars.
It's not.
It usually isn't.
No.
It's not. Like, Baker came – remember Baker Mayfield was a JUCO and then something else?
So why are we giving what is effectively a signing bonus to a kid who may never fucking play for university? That's dumb on the booster's part. That's not fucking – not the team.
It is the exact same as the NFL, what you say about why draft a quarterback that high. It's the same thing because you want – you see a Cam Ward, and you think it can change my college, my life. Yeah. You see a Jaden Daniels in the NFL, that can change my entire franchise. There's still that hope and belief in that one guy.
But it seems to me pretty obvious when it's right. Did anybody think Jamarcus Russell was going to be a great quarterback?
I didn't know.
Did anybody think Bryce Young?
I really didn't know.
Like, when the Panthers took Bryce Young, the entire world was like, what the fuck did you just do?
I liked Bryce Young. And that
is the dumbest selection that I've ever seen. That is the worst draft pick I've ever seen.
I'll admit it. I liked Bryce Young.
And then Caleb Williams as well. Dumb.
So here's the top five quarterbacks from the 2023 class, right? So,
you mean rating-wise?
Or
performance-wise?
Rating-wise.
Okay.
Number one, Arch Manning.
Okay.
Maybe.
Number two, that Nico dude from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. He looks good.
Yeah, he's all right. We'll see when they get some skill position players.
Number three, Dante Moore, who committed to UCLA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's that?
Yeah, I think
he played yet?
Yeah, I think he does play for them, but UCLA's terrible.
No, they're hitting their stride.
So UCLA, if you look at their schedule, brutal. Brutal. Like, the hardest first half of a schedule I've ever
Oregon,
seen.
Oregon, Penn State.
Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a nightmare. Number four, Oklahoma's Jackson Arnold.
That's how tough this gets, guys.
And then number five, Malachi Nelson, who committed to USC.
Yes, yeah. I know Malachi Nelson. So Ohio State went after him. I know that kid.
Number nine, Avery Johnson.
But what you could do is you could also do what Indiana did, get like a Curtis Rourke from Ohio. You know, just get those diamonds in the rough in the MAC, in the smaller conferences.
Well, why, even D2, like fucking North Dakota State. They always have good teams. Why not steal their quarterback after 2 years?
Yeah, start picking them off. Yeah, I agree.
That is what happens in basketball a lot.
All the time.
So that might transfer to college as we look at it.
I mean, if you think about, like, let's just say Josh Allen, right, who went to a small school.
Wyoming, yeah.
He would have been where did he go in the draft?
First round. Josh Allen?
But where in the first round?
His combine, by the way, was disgusting.
If it's a lottery, the first 13 picks, you get a like markedly larger signing bonus. Your contract structure for that 4-year period plus the fifth year is way higher than if it was like 15th or 20th or something.
Yeah.
Because I think here's the point of me saying that is if a Josh Allen type person or Carson Wentz or somebody like that who went to a smaller school transfers to a bigger school, does well, makes the podium at the high, he goes to a fucking lottery pick. That's more money for him right out of the gate.
That's what Oregon's doing every year. Yeah. I mean, they're just picking off dudes.
They did a great job with Gabriel.
I'm going to run down these names really quick, really, really quick. But this is from 2022. These guys are starters now. These are upperclassmen.
Okay.
Number one, Drew Allar.
Ugh.
Oh, God, wow. He was one.
Okay. Number two, Cade Klubnik.
Oh, boy.
Number three, Connor Wegman at Texas A&M.
Oh, boy.
Number four, Ty Simpson at Alabama.
Ah, Ty's no longer there.
Number five, Devin Brown, committed to Ohio State.
Oh, God, Devin Brown is fucking awful. Yeah. He's awful. He was five?
Yep.
God, that kid sucks.
You see what I'm saying? Like, this, it's the same in the NFL. It's just an unpredictable position. So, if you, let's say this was the stock market, right? And you see, like, it is not a great idea to trade in volatile stocks. Volatile means they go up and down rapidly. You're looking for something that, unless you have not insider information, but unless you've done analysis, like, oh, I think this is going to happen, and you're making a bet. It's a bet. Let's be real about it. It's a gamble. You should look for stuff that has a slow growth trend over time, right? 2-4% every year, something like that. 4% is best, right? Quarterback is an up and down position. The top five dudes aren't even. I mean, the ones that are playing suck.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know. Like Klubnik is not good.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a second.
It's like spend your money on securities. I know that if I go find a dude that's a fucking 6'3", 225-pound edge rusher, right? He's gonna fuck people up. That's a guarantee. Unless he gets hurt. Well, you can't control that part. But unless he gets hurt, he's guaranteed. Or a 6'5" fucking wide receiver like Mike Evans with good hands. Guaranteed. You know what I mean? Why go like, oh, he's like Drew Aller. He's a big guy. He looks like a quarterback. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
God damn it.
You'll never know how it pans out. Regarding Texas A&M, though, they're in the position now where they have to beat Texas the last game of the year. Or they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they have one A&M SEC loss. They're still very much in the mix.
They're in the mix, but they have to beat Texas. They lose that Texas game, they are out.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be three losses, and they are gone. That's, again, why this weekend was so
good. Well, they're at home.
If they beat Texas, they'll probably play in the SEC championship game. But if they lose the SEC championship game, I still think they're out.
Well, that would be three losses?
Yes. I think a three-loss SEC championship.
So they beat Texas.
Should the conference championship loss really count against you?
Exactly. I don't think it will. I'm with you, Delco. I think they end up at 12.
Who do you hate more, I guess, at that point? How many losses does LSU have? One?
No.
They have two? They have two losses. Okay, yeah. Two-loss LSU team.
But one in conference.
But one
in And they still have Alabama left.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It's going to be a mess.
It will be. But I still think if they beat Texas, my guess is they're in. But they've got that's a big game coming up. Now we get to the fun ones, the state ones that I always hate. I say this every week. I hate Iowa State. I hate Kansas State. And I hate Oklahoma State. Get these three teams out of my fucking face. I never bet on them because every week they can fucking lose. And guess what? They lost to Texas Tech.
You can't lose at home to Texas Tech.
Nope.
Man, come on now.
Gone.
So, not that Texas Tech is awful or anything, but it's a home game for fuck's sake. What are you doing?
Game.
Isn't Ames a tough place to play?
Supposedly.
It's tougher when they
allegedly
suck.
Yeah, we were supposed to beat them. Like, Jesus they came Christ. Back and stole it from us. But, yeah, apparently it's not hard to play in Ames.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No, Iowa State is only scary in Ames when they're bad.
Yeah, when they have mediocre. Like when they're like a 4 or 5 win.
Right.
A mediocre
the last
team.
Thing you want to do is go into Ames in November and play a bunch of Cyclones that got nothing to lose.
Next up, we got Clemson. Clemson got fucking wrecked in this game. Don't even let this final score trip you up here. They were down fucking 33-7 heading into the fourth quarter there. And, man, I have no words for this team anymore. I mean, this was a layup to go to the ACC championship, playoffs, everything. How you blow this game to what, in my opinion, is a shitty Louisville team. I lost.
Check it out.
I've lost two Louisville games this year.
Louisville's not shitty.
Miserable.
Louisville's not shitty.
They are three losses, all by one score, all to top 15 teams.
Notre Dame, SMU,
and Miami. They lost by a combined 21-ish points to those three top 15 teams. Like, they are very, very close to being a playoff picture team.
Well, there's a difference between close and actually doing it, and they're not doing it, so they're out. But it was a big win for them. Congratulations, Louisville. Next up, Indiana lit the fuse here and beat Michigan State.
This
up
is
there.
Actually
the Rourke is back, by the way, starting quarterback for Indiana.
To me, this was more impressive than what Oregon did to Michigan, because I think Michigan and Michigan State are like nose and nose and how shitty they are right now, and Indiana fucking handled these guys. I don't think that Indiana can beat Oregon or anything, but I think they'll keep it close.
Dude, so Indiana, by the way, started this game down 10-0.
Yeah.
And then
turned it on.
I watched this game because I had money
47
on it.
47 on an answer.
Yeah, I watched this thing because I had
That's
money
wild.
On it. And I was like, I mean, Indiana looked the most discombobulated I've seen them look all year. A little, not tight, but just not sharp or whatever.
Well, Rourke was just coming back. You know?
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
They got punched in the mouth. Truly, they got punched in the mouth. And they turned around and ripped Michigan State's head off.
Hey, so let me ask you this, because I didn't watch this. Was there a bunch of defensive touchdowns here? Because I'm looking at the numbers. Indiana's running back had 9 carries for 32 yards, and that was it.
Yeah, they had two rushing touchdowns on short yardage.
Who was it? Was it Rourke or somebody else?
No, it was two wide receivers, I think, actually, on end of rounds and shit like that. But Rourke threw for 4.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were, after the beginning, they were kind of playing, I think, with a lot of short fields. And I mean, because their defense is so good. And Michigan State doesn't have a great offense. I was actually surprised by how well Michigan State was moving the ball early in the game. And then that was more impressive than the offense, even. I expected them to be a little rough with Rourke coming back. But the defense didn't look great at first. And then as soon as Michigan State scored their only touchdown, which Indiana could have stopped like three, it was a frustrating drive for the defense. They came back and just fucking strangled them to death.
Yeah. It's a good win, man. And Indiana, I believe, has a bye this week to prepare for Ohio State. So that certainly helps them going into that game. Next up, Kansas State, losers. Houston, how do you lose to Houston? You guys said Houston's been terrible
They're
all
awful.
Year.
Yeah. Awful
team.
Houston's not good.
And they beat Kansas State.
4-5 in the Big 12 is not good. Which they were 3-5 coming in.
No, they were 3-3 in the Big 12 and then 4-5 overall.
I mean, yeah,
for Houston,
just like as a team in the Big 12, I mean, to be 3-5 coming into this game, that's bad news.
Yeah.
This is a worse loss than, even though it was on the road, than Ole Miss losing to Kentucky. Like, this is embarrassing.
I don't know how K-State is still ranked after that, to be honest. They're 22nd now. That's insane to me that they're still 22nd.
Yeah. Next up, favorite game of the
week
here.
Let's go!
Bob!
Stay gold!
Hit the fucking applause for Bob. Give him his flowers.
Nah.
Stay gold, Pony Boys.
His flowers.
I'm not going to do it.
This Pittsburgh team, Delco, look, I've been saying all this. It's one of the worst fucking teams I've ever seen in my life.
They're not the worst fucking teams you've seen in your life.
31-3 at halftime. 31-3.
Yeah, dude, SMU's that good.
Off. If they were that good, you wouldn't have said it all year long that they were going to be the guys.
Yeah,
so
by
what
the
happens?
Way, the final score is 48-25. Two of the touchdowns, Pitt scored 14 of those points.
I got to ride for my state.
With 4 minutes left in
SMU.
The game.
Bunch of fucking trust fund kids. I got to take those hard-working blue-collar Pittsburgh Panthers.
Get out of here,
It's
fucking
a Bruce Springsteen hard-working where it's a real soft air quote
dude,
on hard work.
Fuck that shit. Keep the poor man down. Go Ponies.
Yep. 31-3 at halftime. This, I threw the remote control at the television and walked out of
the room. This is a win for the elitists.
If SMU had continued playing this game, it would have ended 48-11.
Yeah. If they actually played.
Because 14 points were scored in the last 4 minutes.
SMU didn't even bother in the fourth quarter.
Can we put some goddamn respect on SMU now? Their only loss is to BYU. They are absolutely wrecking motherfuckers.
They are not. They won. They lost. They lost that game twice last week. Duke. You watched it. It was a blocked field goal at 30 yards out, and then they choked in fucking overtime after that.
But did they lose?
No.
Just win, baby.
Oh, God.
Just win. And they are. They have got. I mean, it will be an actual choke job now if they don't make the ACC championship game, which I called at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, so now I have to fucking send his kid to Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah.
They needed a little help from Clemson, but Clemson's, you know, happy to oblige to lose to fucking
Louisville. No fucking shit, dude. Yeah, so that's the ACC for you, kids.
Seriously, Clemson got bounced out of the playoff by fucking Louisville.
Yep. Gone.
That's like, gone. I know you can't fire Dabo because he's won two titles. And there's no other coaches, but that's not a good look.
The ACC is not as bad as the Big 12. Big 12 is easily
Big 12
the
is
worst
really
power
bad.
Four.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I hope Colorado makes it. Like, I'm now pulling for Colorado in the playoff.
Can they make it?
Yep. If they win the Big 12.
Yeah, especially with K-State losing this week.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Interesting. Next up, Ole Miss throttled Arkansas. I got this one way wrong.
This is a big win for Ole Miss, but again, it's week to week with these assholes.
It is. It's 63 points they scored against at Arkansas.
But they may fucking score 20 next week and get beat by a fucking field goal or something.
I had this teased up to like 21.5 and still lost.
It they're done next week. Georgia's going to kill them.
They got Ole Miss. Is it at home or is it Ole Miss?
It's at Georgia Ole Miss. At Ole Miss, but it doesn't matter.
Hey, guys, Georgia week to week is a fucking mystery.
Georgia will get up for this
game. We'll get there, but like.
Ole Miss is soft, baby.
It's a mystery to me. Both. I don't know week to week. It's Jekyll and Hyde with these two. Next it was Army. You guys fucked me, Army. I lost this game. God damn it,
Their
man.
Quarterback was out.
It's 22.5. What happened to him?
He got hurt.
Oh, he did in the game?
No, he didn't play at all.
Oh, great. Great. Well, they still won, but they didn't cover, which fucked me. And then last but not least, Minnesota beat Illinois at home. Sad to see it. Sad to see it, but congrats to those kids up there trying their hearts out in Minnesota. Did they get somebody good in the offseason? What's their story?
Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just a solid, competent program.
Row the boat.
Yeah. Like, they're not going to win the Big Ten or anything like that, but they are just a sturdy program, a sturdy team.
Why are you? Why does it sound like you're describing a Midwestern woman?
It right? Sure because does. I am. Because I
base.
Am.
Just a sturdy base.
She's got big legs.
Yeah. She's gonna, dude. She's
she can carry hay bales.
She ain't much to look at, but she's got good birth and hips, and you know
what
I mean.
Senior year of high school.
She'll take care of you. Keep you warm in the winter.
Keep you what?
Warm. Keep you warm in the winter.
Warm. All right, before we get to this week's picks, got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Wild weekend. I don't need to reload this weekend. For the listeners, I did fade myself, which was nice, and you got to see those bets. And Drinking Bros Sports, the last minute I pulled the trigger on Ohio State. And then I took Penn State and all the teasers. Both hit, which was fun, and that was nice. And then the Eagles ended up pulling it off last night. Hit another fucking teaser parlay last night, which was great. Best teasers and parlays in the business over there at mybookie.com. Some of them will let you go up to 13. They'll let you go all the way up to 6, or a minimum of 6, all the way up to 13. It's a fucking blast. There's a ton of ways to win. 300 props on every single football game, including these that are coming up this weekend. And then, Bob, tell them about the rakebacks over there at mybookie.com.
Yeah, so, you know, every once in a while, or maybe more often, you have a bad week. You have a tough week. You know, things don't go your way. So MyBookie for loyal customers and the MyBookie Plus rewards program, which you are kind of auto-enrolled in if you are a regular player. What they do is they'll give you a little money back. So, I mean, look, we know you don't feel alive unless you have money on the Monday night football game. So
sure
here
don't.
You go.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Bet the Chiefs, whatever. Have fun. And that's what the rake back program is. One of the many, many perks of the MyBookie Plus rewards program.
Love mybookie.com. And again, promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got DrinkingBrosTickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games, super cheap, actually, for college. If it's one of the big ones, like the biggest game of the week, yeah, there's going to be a little pricey. Everything else is really affordable, and it's a fun way to take the family out for the weekend. Shit, it's cheaper than going to the fucking movies right now. I was astonished at the fucking movie prices this weekend. Jesus Christ. You can go to one of these games instead and get fucking wrecked if you want. Grab an 8% hard AF seltzer at one of these fucking things. Just get destroyed, have fun with the family, and they're super cheap. They're about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least is our beloved HardAFSeltzer.com over there. Go to WeFunder.com/HardAFSeltzer right now to invest in the company. We left 30% of the company open up to you, the listeners, to invest in. Let's face it, we're not going to make it without you guys anyways, so we might as well help each other out here. If we fucking lose the big game tomorrow night, we're all fucked. So we got to go all in together on this one, kids. Harris wins. Jesus Christ, dude. It's going to be a fucking tough climb for the next 4 years.
There's going to be a lot of layoffs in fucking America.
Yes. Yes, there will be.
And then bread lines. I'm not even a fan of bread, to be honest.
But you'll start eating it.
No, I won't.
Just to look down on others. I think you'll do it.
I'll kill more animals.
But go to WeFunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. To invest in the company today, little as 100 and then a maximum of whatever you want. And you'll get contracts because we just finished the SEC audit. So you will get contracts. You will own shares in the company and all that other shit. And it's legit. In the meantime, at HardAFSeltzer.com, click on the store locator. Live in 12 states right now. A lot of people asking about Montana and Idaho. Store locator doesn't update for 30 days because it's got to physically go into the system. However, there's been some sleuths out there who have found it in Idaho and Montana and buying it up everywhere, just walking into your stores. So I'll post it later if I can. I'm supposed to have a meeting with the distributors tomorrow, and I'll post every single location and all that other stuff. And we still ship right to your house at HardAFSeltzer.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off over there. Let's get to this week's pick, shall we? First game up, Purdue at Ohio State. This is Ohio State's -37.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Fuck no.
Yeah. I'm the same.
37.5?
No.
It's shameful.
I know Purdue is awful. But again, dude, if I'm Ohio State, knowing what you got coming down the road and you have no offensive linemen left at all, you get up by 20 points in this game, pull everybody. No reason to risk it at this point. I don't touch this. That's too many fucking points, dude. And luckily, again, says this on the show a million times, but not obligated to pick on this show. That was part of our contract because I don't want you guys losing money. Even as an Ohio State fan, I tell you not to bet this. That's too many fucking points. Next up is Miami at Georgia Tech. This is Miami minus 11. Damn it, man. I wish we knew about the quarterback for Georgia Tech on this one. Who you got?
Yeah, I'll probably hold off on this one, but if Georgia Tech's quarterback's out, I'll take that.
Yeah. Bobby, do you know something?
I don't know anything yet. Hangs King's still up in the air, but if he's playing, lay Georgia Tech.
That's what I'm doing. So if he plays, I'm doing the same thing. If he plays, take that 11. Because that's another one who grinds out a fucking game for those guys. Runs and throws. Defense is pretty gritty there at Georgia Tech.
He's been a problem for a couple of teams.
He has. And so, like, I would wait. Because it's not that Miami is that great. It's one guy. And if they can stop him. Look, Miami should have lost how many games this year? Two?
At least two.
Minimum. I mean, like, for real. That kid caught that touchdown in the end zone. The fucking targeting penalty. And that one game got him a win, but they should have lost at least two games this year. So, yeah, watch for the quarterback, and then we'll bet accordingly as it gets closer. Sorry, we have to do the show, you know, a day earlier because of the election, so we'll find out his status later on in the week. Next up, Florida at Texas. This is Texas minus 21.5. Who you got? We're down to the third string. Is that other kid hamstring? I'm assuming he's out this week, right?
Yeah, I think I don't know why you would even bring him back. I'll take Texas in this.
Yeah, if that kid is out, third string is not great. That's how they end up losing this fucking Georgia game. Give it to me. Give me Texas in this one at home. It's going to be an early game though. 11 a.m. kickoff, like a genuine 11 a.m. kickoff, which is always fucking strange to me.
It looks like Legway might play.
What's his injury?
AIDS.
You got AIDS?
Something with his leg.
It's leg AIDS.
AIDS
has spread to his legs.
Yeah, sure.
Doctor says to put him down.
But they'll know. They say they'll know by Thursday or Friday, maybe as early as Wednesday. So that's a line to watch, actually, because
it is. If he plays, then give me Florida plus the 21.5.
Can I interest you in a Florida Moneyline sprinkle?
Why do you hate Texas so much?
He hates Texas. Both you guys hate Texas.
I don't hate Texas. That's like Texas derangement syndrome.
It is.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, everyone in the SEC has dudes. You know, like if Legway doesn't go out, they might beat Georgia. And the only reason they're...
That's not true because Florida's down to like second or third string on like every position. So, no, Texas is going to roll.
Fair enough.
And it's a way more fun city to live in when Texas is good.
It is. I want Texas to be good because Austin's more fun. But if that kid plays, I will be taking the points, though, for real. So wait till Friday on that. All of our bets are in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, or mine are. So you can make fun of me or not make fun of me. I had a good weekend this weekend, so fuck off. But join that, and then you'll see the real bets there. Because as soon as these guys get updated for both of those quarterbacks, I'll be betting on both of those games for sure. Next up, Georgia at Ole Miss. Woo! Georgia minus 2.5.
Yeah, I'll take Georgia.
I'm taking Ole Miss. Georgia's been a yo-yo this year. Every game, they have a good game, they have a bad game, they have a good game, they have a bad game. It sucks that this is at 2:30 in the afternoon for these guys. I wish this was a night game because that stadium, I've been there at Ole Miss at night, fucking rocks. But give me Ole Miss in this game. I think this is going to catch up to him eventually. I'm going to take Ole Miss. Who you guys taking back there for this one? This is probably the biggest game of the week.
I love Georgia. Georgia has played four big games this year against big, important teams, and they have absolutely bullied the fuck out of... I'm sorry, they played three, and they bullied the fuck out of two of them. This is their fourth game. Bullied the fuck out of Clemson, bullied the fuck out of Texas. Obviously, they got completely caught with Alabama, but... watching last year's game, I know they're kind of different teams. So like, I think there's a lot of turnover, but it's, you know, it's a different season. But man, like Georgia just pushed Ole Miss completely around last year. I kind of think the same thing's going to happen. Lane's teams ain't got that dog in them.
I think. Look, Georgia's weakness is their secondary, and Jackson Dart can fucking chuck. So I think that gets them, man.
Now here is another thing in Georgia's favor. It's probably going to be raining all day.
Is it?
Yep.
Fuck, man. Well, we saw what happened in that Packers game yesterday. Jordan Love can do dick in that. Receivers couldn't catch a goddamn ball in that rain.
It is all day, including at 2 p.m. when the game starts, in the 2 p.m. hour when the game starts, 68% chance of rain. It's 55, 58, 59 the rest of the day.
I mean, Ole Miss runs the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
Including Jackson Dart.
Yeah, give me – I'm taking Ole Miss. Delco, who are you taking this one?
I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Yeah, same. Same.
They needed it more.
I agree. Man, what that would do to the SEC, too, would be wild. Next up, you got Michigan at Indiana. This is Indiana minus 14. Who you got, D'Anthony?
14's a lot.
14 is a lot, but Michigan is not great. I'm going to bump this down a half a point to 13.5 and give me Indiana. They can put points on the fucking board.
Indiana has covered that spread every single week.
They have.
Except against Maryland when they pushed it.
I'm all in on 13.5 for Indiana.
I'll take that.
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. They pushed it against Washington as well. So they have not won by less than 14.
Yeah. Next up, we got Iowa State at Kansas. This is a big who cares game. This is Iowa State minus 3 against a 2-6 Kansas team. Why?
Cool.
What the fuck is going on there?
I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
Just don't care about this. Let's move on.
This is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a game that should not be a spread of minus 3 for a team that is 2-6. What the fuck is happening?
I don't know.
Have fun with it. Not going to watch it. Next up, Army against North Texas. Army minus 6. Is it minus 6 because their quarterback is out?
He is not ruled out for this week.
No, it's at North Texas, and they're pretty good.
They are. They are good.
I mean, they can at least score. So this will be fun.
I think if Daly plays, I'll take the minus 6, but if not.
I'm the same way. If he plays, all in on Army at minus 6. If he doesn't, I'm out of this one. Next up, we got Clemson against your fave, Virginia Tech here. This is Clemson minus 6.5. Does Clemson have anything left to play for here?
No. Pride?
They're 5-1 in the ACC. There's absolutely still a path for them to make the ACC championship game, win the ACC championship game, and make the playoff. They are completely still everything on the table. And now they need to win by a million points.
They have to win every game.
By a lot. And they had been doing that up until basically the Louisville game. So I kind of expect them to bounce back and rip fucking spines out of assholes this week.
So you need either Miami or SMU to lose one game in order for Clemson to have a shot.
Yeah, and that's not happening.
It is very
Miami. If Haynes King plays, there's a shot this week.
There's no shot that they're losing that game. They're also not losing to Wake Forest or Syracuse.
Well, no, those I know. I'm talking about Georgia Tech.
It's a humongous ask for Miami and SMU to each lose more than one game.
But there's a path.
Yeah, and also just there's so much chaos right now that being a 2-loss team who misses the championship game, and yes, you have a loss to a good Louisville team. They're ranked. Louisville's ranked right now. If the rest of your wins are basically blowouts and you've only lost to a ranked Louisville and a ranked Georgia, you have a shot.
Maybe.
No, because Louisville will not be ranked by then. They're 25th. Yeah. They won't stay around there, I don't think. There's no way. SMU is not losing to Boston College, Virginia, or Cal. They're winning all those games. SMU is in the ACC championship game. The end. Right? So the only one you can think of is Miami losing this week to Georgia Tech. That's not happening. But Clemson doesn't know that yet, so they're going to play this game hard.
Or yeah. Syracuse.
I think Clemson rolls in this one. I'm taking Clemson minus 6.5. I think Dabo's got to play for it. I think they have to. Give me Clemson minus 6.5. I'll take Clemson in this
one. By the way, Dabo looked like he wanted to die on the sidelines.
Sure did.
It was pretty funny.
Sure did. But through Christ, anything is possible, and I think they get this win here. I think he's going to stay prayed up.
Dabo had two generational quarterbacks, and that's it.
Yep.
He's not a good coach.
But,
anyways.
I mean, that's
for
not
college,
a,
right? Cause
for college.
Just for college.
Although Deshaun Watson was good in the NFL the first 4 years.
He was.
Before he started fucking getting uncle touching.
He was broken. But we need to start talking about how much of a fraud Trevor Lawrence is
in the NFL.
We've been talking about it for 2 years.
We've said it on the show for 2 years, but nobody else in the media said one goddamn word.
And he got
because apparently Jacksonville is the Bermuda Triangle, and it's an invisible city that no one knows about.
Well, I mean, for somehow in the invisible triangle down there, he's still got $54 million a year to suck that bad. Man, you got to feel bad every day.
For who? Who do you feel
if
bad
if I'm Trevor
for?
Lawrence and I'm getting paid that much to suck that bad, then I'll start giving money back.
Man, I don't know. I don't think he feels bad. I think he's
he
fine.
He should feel bad.
I think he's
Trevor,
fine.
Trevor, if you're watching, you should feel bad.
No, Trevor, you're not fine. Good. And if you're looking for a just a little beacon of hope from Trevor Lawrence, just Google his wife. Next up, we got Colorado at Texas Tech. She's hot. That is Colorado -3.5. Help me out with this one. Why is the spread so low on this one?
I mean, Texas Tech is good. What are you talking about?
It's in Lubbock.
Tech's not bad. It is a spooky place to play. Tech is absolutely still in the running for an appearance in the Big 12 championship game.
But this is big for both teams.
Yeah, all that being said, I'll take Colorado at 3, not 3.5.
Same. I'll knock this down a half a point in case that push happens.
I love a Tech win here.
Why wouldn't I knock it down a full point? It's expensive now to buy a full point on these things. Even a half a point usually takes it up to 130 to -140 on that. But give me Colorado here. I think they've got their sights set on the fucking playoffs, and yeah, I think they end up getting in, and I think they'll win this game. Next up, we got South Carolina at Vanderbilt. This is South Carolina -3.5. Who you got?
Man, it's a tough one. I do think that South Carolina's a better team, even though they're not ranked right now. I don't know how Vandy's field plays. I feel like Nashville's probably not a super tough place to play.
It's not. So we've obviously met with them numerous times for Hard AF Seltzer. The only sellouts they have is when the opposing team is there. Mm. So South Carolina has surprisingly like fucking wild fans. So like there'll be a lot of South Carolina fans there. But this Pavia kid, man, will go to the very goddamn end and give me 3.5 for Vandy. I'll take Vandy in this one. At home.
I mean, home dog, they played some tough games this year. That's not a bad pick.
Yeah. They find a way there. So it's been a fun team to watch this year. Give me Vandy +3.5. Next up, you got Maryland at Oregon. This is -25 for Oregon. Who you got?
Probably, right? Like Maryland, yeah. Maryland's going to get carved up by Gabriel. If he even plays in the second half, I'd be surprised, though. Like you're Oregon. I'll say this about Oregon and a couple of other teams. Notre Dame's one of them, even though they're farther down the rankings, just because they're out, not at conference and they play the schedule they play for the rest of the year. But some of these teams, the mission now is to just not get hurt, stay healthy. Like BYU, you can win all the games in front of you, just keep everybody healthy so you can fucking actually be competitive in the playoff. I think Oregon's there, and I think fucking because Oregon can coast and then just like.
Oregon can now lose the Big Ten championship get a bye.
They can coast and still get a bye. So they're
They would drop them down to 4.
They would get kicked out.
No, not a prayer.
Yes,
the byes are conference champions only.
It has to be a conference champ.
No shit. Yes. Is that how that works?
Yes.
So a Big 12 team is going to get a bye.
Yes.
Yep.
If they are or one of the top,
or actually sucks.
No, they won't.
Boise will.
No, yeah. It's the top four conferences.
The top four highest ranked conference champions in the college football playoff get a bye.
So Boise will get a bye over a one loss Oregon if they lose the Big Ten championship.
I doubt it. No, it would be like Boise would get a bye over a fucking 2-loss Colorado who wins the Big 12 championship.
Well, who are the other? So who would be the top four then?
It would be whoever
Miami wins. If they win the Miami. ACC or SMU, whomever that is, and then Georgia from the SEC.
And then the Big Ten championship?
The Big Ten champion, and then the other top rank from the other Big 12.
Yeah, yeah. So the Mountain West would jump the Big 12.
Yes.
Wow.
So you could theoretically.
That's not.
Either way, that's even makes it even more important that Oregon doesn't fucking go balls out against Maryland. Or Wisconsin or Washington. Because none of those teams can beat them.
I think they win by 28. I'll take this, and it's fine. Because with Gabriel, they're just trying to get him to New York. He's not going to win the national. He's not going to win the Heisman or anything, but they're trying to get him there. I think he'll get on the stage. He'll be one of the 5 guys.
I don't see how you get on the stage with 19-5 at this point in the season. I mean, the other guy, Genty, is way more impressive. Even fucking Jordan James on his own team has got a more impressive stat line than that.
I think you got Genty, Cam Ward, Dylan Gabriel, and who else? Who else would you put in there?
Jordan James is at Oregon is having a better season. Jackson Dart is having a better season. Fucking Hoover from TCU is having a better season. There's a bunch of guys.
But leading the number one team in the nation, I think he's going to get
he might get that, but he's not the best player on his team. The best player on his team is Jordan James, or at least the best offensive player.
Let's see what the odds say on my bookie. What say you?
Also, Hoover at TCU.
Bouquet.
His ass.
All right, so right now, Cam Ward is at plus 140. He's the favorite. Travis Hunter's at plus 165. I forgot about Travis Hunter. Mm. Dylan Gabriel, third. And they got Jentie at fourth here.
Yeah, that. I mean, he's you just can't keep that up for a running back over the course of that. Maybe he can, right?
But that's what I'm saying. Just the invitation-wise, Dylan Gabriel will be there. I mean, his odds are only they're 2-1, for Christ's sakes. They're pretty fucking low. So, yeah, he'll be there. And I think Oregon wins by – they cover. They win by 28.
That's wild for a guy that's not top 10 at anything.
You know, it's weird, man. I mean, he's the leader of the team, and sometimes they just don't need him. I mean,
you've got a quarterback who's got
1,000 yards, so like
– this was my logic for DJ, right? Like at the beginning of the season, when before I knew Florida State was total ass, it was like if they're in the playoff, they're going to let the quarterback be in New York.
Right. Now, obviously, that's the worst quarterback of all time, right. So that was not going to happen. But this kid's pretty good.
But I'm saying that was my
Oregon's just so good as a whole, though, that, like, yeah. Because James isn't even listed in the Heisman odds right now.
Yeah, he should be. He's one of the top running backs in the country. He's a top running back on one of the better teams. The guys that are in front of him don't play anybody.
Yeah, I mean, he's not even listed here.
Mm-hmm. No, he's definitely not. I can't find him. Yeah, it's wild. But Jackson Dart has a better case to be in New York.
Jackson Dart's at six on this.
I mean, he's leading the nation and everything passing wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's at six. So, yeah, strange. Next up, what do we got here? Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee minus 23.5.
Is Emma Leva healthy, or what's going on with him? Wasn't he banged up 2 weeks ago?
He was. He's playing now. He played in that game, and they won over the weekends. So he's there.
Yeah, he looked all right.
Yeah, give me Tennessee in this one.
Yeah, Heupel covers against shit teams.
He does. He always covers. I'll take them. 23.5 is exactly where I needed to be, too. That's great.
Honestly, even though they have been kind of a little up and down with the scoring, I don't hate the over, which they might hit
61.5, yeah.
They might.
Yeah. Mississippi State's a fucking horrific team. Next up, you got Florida State. God damn, they're 1-8.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
This is
holy shit.
This is another one. Notre Dame has no reason to go full retard in this game at all. Like, this is an easy win. Don't get anybody hurt. I don't. 26 is too many points for that kind of scenario.
I don't touch this. But with Notre Dame, because they're not in a conference, they have no shot at a bye, right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think there actually might be a provision where they could get a bye. Let me double check that. There is a stupid Notre Dame rule, I think, but I could be
just
wrong.
Just for those dummies?
I could be wrong, yeah. But there might be.
They have one more game against Army that's actually challenging. Everybody else on their schedule sucks. So.
Okay.
But they lose to teams hurt. That suck.
What's
exactly.
That?
They lose to teams that suck.
Yeah, true, yeah. Sometimes.
Remember they lost to Northern Illinois early in the season.
Marshall last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was McConaughey that did that.
We are, man. We are Marshall. Next up, we got Alabama at LSU. Alabama minus 2.5. I can't wait to watch this fucking game, dude.
I really don't know what's going to happen in this game. I'm not going to bet it, but I will be watching it.
Give me the over, and I'm fine with that at 58.5. That's what I'll take so I can enjoy this game. Yeah, I got to have a little something on it, but I'm with you. Who knows? Alabama doesn't have a good defense. Neither does LSU.
Essentially a playoff game.
It is. This is a lose and you're out. You're out of the fucking playoffs here. This will be a fucking blast to watch.
I mean, Alabama's already out.
They're at 11 right now.
Yeah, but they've got two conference losses. There's no way. Fuck out of here.
Their road to the conference championship is pretty much closed.
Yeah, but they win out.
They win out.
They're ranked 11 right now. If they win out, they're probably going to be a top 10 team. And yeah,
you're taking a two-loss Alabama team.
Yeah, they get the at-large bid.
Exactly. Over like a fucking Iowa State or some bullshit. But this will be a blast to watch, at least, because one of these guys is out after this game. Next up, you get Washington at Penn State. This is Penn State minus 13. Whiteout game. Who you got?
The under.
45.5?
Yep.
Yeah. For me, give me Penn State minus that 13.
Fuck that.
I think they win by two scores. Washington's not very good this year.
Nope, they're not.
Penn State's still number six. They got a lot to play for.
They've got plenty to play for. They just don't have the fucking personnel to do it.
Oh, look. They're going to be in it regardless, whether you like it or not, and they're going to win by two touchdowns. I'll take Penn State. Next up, we got Nevada. At Boise State, always bet on Boise, minus 24.5 here. Who you got?
I probably won't bet this. Boise State, like at some point you got to think they're gonna be like, all right, let's not run this motherfucker 30 times every game.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
You would think so. And Nevada's a good place to start that because they'll beat them by a couple of scores no matter what happens. So who cares?
I agree.
But I'm not going to go so far as to go in Nevada plus 24.
You know what's weird? So here's what they've been doing with Jensen. Mm-hmm. If he has like 150 to 180 yards at halftime, then they'll sit him. If he doesn't, mm-hmm. they'll just keep playing him the entire game to get these stats up. Right now he's sitting at 1,500 yards. He'll easily top 2,000, which mm-hmm. is unbelievably impressive for college here. But yeah, that's the mystery is at what point do you sit this guy because you're in the playoffs? So 24 and a half. Look, I always bet on Boise anyways. Give me I'll knock this down on a teaser and it'll be there for me. I love you, Boise. It'll be there for me. Next up is Virginia at Pitt. Virginia's awful. And this is -7 for Pitt, huh? At home?
Well, the
tickets are $20.
Love
did
it.
Did just get their buttholes ripped out.
Love it.
Pitt.
Who do you love?
Pitt.
Oh, yeah, mine. I'll take Pitt -6.5. But do they get banged up? Is somebody hurt? What's going on here?
I don't know.
No, I think it's just the line.
It's not like a good home field advantage.
No, it's not.
I don't even care about the home field advantage. These are two very disparately talented teams, you would think, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
Virginia's okay.
They're not.
Virginia's not terrible, but Pitt rolls.
Yeah, you won't see any one single dollar on this game for me. Next up, why is this spread so low?
It's the holy war.
It's a rivalry game, baby.
BYU at Utah. BYU -4, but Cam Risen is out for the year, right? Or yeah, his life? Is he out for life?
Probably. He's got another year of eligibility.
Well, right. The good news is Atlanta will probably take him with a first-round draft.
Sure will. Sure will.
As they should.
Yeah. We'll but I'm not,
I'm not betting this one. This is too unpredictable.
BYU needs it. I mean, they're playing for something here.
Yeah, but they can win it by one or two or three.
And Utah's going to ruin their season.
You think so?
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, that's all Utah's thinking right now. Keep these other Mormons out.
Man, what's that game going to be like? I mean, nobody's drinking.
Oh, the Utah kids are drinking.
Utah kids drink a lot.
Yeah. Aren't they fucking Mormon?
No,
I mean, the University of Utah.
They're the cool Mormons.
Yeah, a lot of like California kids go to the University of Utah.
They're called Jack Mormons.
What's that mean?
Jack, I don't know what the etymology is, but Jack Mormon is somebody who's culturally Mormon, but they don't do all that. They
Bryce
drink.
Harper.
They okay. drink and use tobacco and caffeine. Yeah. And
Bryce Harper.
Jack off.
All right.
They don't just soak. They fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why Cam Rising keeps getting hurt, probably.
Probably.
Sex injuries. He went to a daddy party and slipped on some lube or something.
Sure did there. Look, I'll take BYU. I'm -4. They got to win to get into the playoffs. Next up, we got Utah State at Washington State. Washington, look at Washington State, dude, creeping up in the top 20.
Yeah, because they're playing a fucking Mountain West schedule. Fuck this shit.
They had a rough go of it, dude. An entire conference abandoned them. I root for this. It's Washington State -20.5.
They're going to win the Pac-2.
Not one fucking prayer.
Pac-2 champions, dude. Does the Pac-2 get in? Do they get one of the buys?
No.
Washington State could get in.
Yeah. Also, I looked it up. Notre Dame is not eligible for a bye. Join a conference.
Thank God.
Or fuck you.
Wow. Wow.
So they could be the number one ranked team in the country, and they will not get a bye.
No shit. Yeah. Fuck off. Join a real conference.
I like, by the way, I think that's a great rule to put weight on winning your conference. That matters. That's something people care about.
Also, if you lose to Northern Illinois, you don't get a bye.
Seriously.
Exactly. Exactly.
But this could, over time, force Notre Dame into a conference, unless there is indeed some kind of...
Because they're essentially the ACC.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to go... Schedule. Yeah, I know. They don't want the Big Ten. I think they want to go to the ACC.
That would be smart.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they're fucked.
Yeah. I know. They definitely don't want to be in the Big Ten or the SEC. The ACC would make the most sense to continue this weird run of wins and all that other shit. But
geographically, though, they should be a Big Ten team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're in Indiana. They're right there. But you've got a powerhouse in Indiana now, so it doesn't really matter anymore, you know? You got the Hoosiers, who we root for. Right? Still one of the greatest movies of all time. R.I.P. Gene Hackman. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Bet with us or against us at mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And then join us in 10 minutes on Patreon for Drinking Bros Fake News. One more day until the election, kids. Please go out and fucking vote. All right? For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 11 College Football Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.